Om sahana bhavatu, sahana bhunaktu, saha viryam karavavahai, tejasvinavatitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti. All right, we are starting lesson 21, sentences. First six sentences on page 174 in the old version of Thundarkar. Causals.
Okay, sentence one. Yajamano yajna karma ritvik bihi. Hold on a second, I screwed something up.
You did it good.
I did?
Yeah, yajna karma.
Okay, so that's a compound, those three together. No? Okay, never mind.
Yajna karma is.
Okay, all right, I'll never mind. Figure it out later. So, and then aram bayati. Aram bayati. So, yajamanaha, the sacrificer. Which is singular, and then we have yajna, which is sacrifice, and karma. Now, what threw me off is how is karma declined?
Nir, from karman.
Oh, karman, right. I didn't write that down. Because I had it, it's accusative singular, right?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on one second. And that's the sacrificial activities or activities of the sacrifice or rituals of the sacrifice, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And ritvikbihi is instrumental plural for sacrificial priests. And then aram bayati is the causal from aram. And it means causes to begin. And it's the present third person singular, parasmai pada. And so the sentence says, the sacrificer has the priests begin the sacrificial rituals.
Ritual. That's
ritual.
Good. Yeah. And here the... this is a... you know, intransitive... Oh, I'm just getting confused for a minute because arab is an intransitive verb, right?
Right.
He begins. But in transitive verbs, the one who is being made to do something is put in the instrumental.
Right.
Whereas in intransitive, it's put in the accusative. But there are some exceptions.
Yeah.
You know, so you use that, you translate that instrumental kind of like a double accusative, where yajnamana causes the ritviks in the instrumental to begin, commence, to begin the karma. So you're going to have to get used to seeing that instrumental, because otherwise it makes the translation awkward. Right?
Yeah, I was glad I read Goldman for that point, because it would have thrown me off if I just saw the instrumental there. I would have thought everything would be in the accusative.
Exactly. So Kiki, if you get a chance to read Goldman, starting on page, I would start on page 295.
Okay.
It's really clear.
It's very
really
good. And then just read
it
through to 301.
Okay.
Very, very clear. And it has that little note about the instrumentals and music.
Okay. Yeah.
Because whoever is being caused to take the actions put in instrumental music.
For transitive verbs. And there's some exceptions also.
And intransitives, they go into the accusative.
Yeah.
Okay.
But some transitives will go into the accusative. There's a list, actually, of four or five verbs. I don't know that arab is on that. That would take a double accusative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyway,
all right,
but
that's
the basic idea. Yeah.
You
want to
read, Kiki?
Oh,
right. Okay.
Yajamano. Yajamano. Yajamano.
Yajna karma. Yajna karma.
Ritvibhihi.
Arambhayati.
Arambhayati. Arambhayati.
Arambhayati.
Yeah, good.
Indraha swayashaha kinaram
ichu. Kinara.
Kinara.
Mitunani.
Mitunani. Kinra Mitunani. Ga Payamasa.
Gapayamasa.
Okay. So that's, I kind of messed this up. So it's Kinara, and then Mitunani, right?
Mitunani.
What does Mituna mean?
A couple.
Oh, it says in the back. Yeah.
I know, but I just was having so much trouble with that. Mitunani. Okay.
But it's divine and plural.
Yeah. It's plural.
It should mean like couples of Kinaras.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Kinara couples.
So what are Kinaras? Are they things?
No, they're people. They're like a deva. Devata group.
Oh, okay.
Yaksha or something like that.
Okay. So
Kinara is a certain class of demigods.
Kinara. That's just a shashti there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kinara couples.
And then, so we have Indraha, nominative singular, Indra, and then Swayashaha. Is that from Swayas?
No, it's from Swayashaha.
Oh,
and Yesha.
Own theme.
Yeshus.
Yeshus, right.
Accusative. Swayashas. One's on his own fame.
Oh.
So Indra. Indra's own fame.
Oh, okay. And it's in the genitive singular, right?
Swayashaha? It's in the accusative. From Yeshus. Yeshus neuter.
Accusative
is Yeshaha.
Okay.
Neuter singular.
Okay.
Accusative neuter singular. Yeshus.
Swayashaha.
Just make it Yeshus and decline Yeshus.
All right, got it. And that is his own glory, is that what that means?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
His own fame. Yeshus is fame.
Okay. All right. And then the verb is the causal of the periphrastic perfect. And so my understanding from Goldman is that in the causal, the perfect only appears in the periphrastic perfect. Okay. And it's third singular parasmaipada, cause to sing.
Right. Or sing praises.
Sing praises, yeah. I got that.
And so it's ga. What is
it? The verb is gai.
Gai.
It's from Gai.
Oh, and it takes the pa.
Remember the diphthongs take a. The diphthongs change to a, and a takes pa.
That's right. That's right. And then that masa is the, from the periphrastic perfect. We get that ending.
Masa ending.
Good.
I see.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, it's Indra caused the Kinara, the couples of Kinaras, or Kinara couples,
mm-hmm.
to sing his glories, his own fame.
His own praises. Yeah. And that you can cause to do it or made to do it sometimes. He made them sing.
That's what I said, but I didn't know if it would
made
be that
they caused them to do
Indra
something,
made them
do something.
But singing is also intransitive, right? So why isn't this put in the first sentence? Shouldn't this be put in the instrumental?
It takes an accusative, right? They praised. Indra made them praise.
Right.
Or extol his. They made them extol his glories. And so that's taking an accusative.
I thought you were saying that. Never mind.
What if I say, I praise you? Then it's not intransitive.
Oh, I see.
You see, if I say, I am singing.
Oh, I see.
I am singing, then the act of singing is reflexive back on me, but if I praise you,
I
extol your glories.
I see. Yeah. Okay, so this is not an intransitive word.
No, it isn't.
It's actually a transitive word. Okay.
But remember also that's a general rule and there's some exceptions.
Okay.
Alright. Do you
want to
read, Kiki?
Yeah.
Indraha Swayashaha.
Kinnara Mitunani. Gapaya Masa.
Pushamitro.
Actually, that's a typo and it should be Pushpa. They did it right.
Oh, I think I figured it out.
Yeah. Push. Do you have that typo there, Kiki?
No, it says Pushpamitta.
Okay. I figured it out by accident. I thought I had written it wrong. Yeah. Correct. Okay. So it's Pushpamitra Mitro Yajate Yajakastam Yajayanti Yajayanti. So Pushpamitra is a person's name. It's a king. Nominative singular. Yajate is from Yaj, and it is the present third person singular Atmanepada, worships or performs a sacrifice. And then we have Yajakaha, nominative plural for sacrificing priests.
Sacrificial priests.
And Tum is accusative singular, and it means him here. And then Yajayanti is causal third person plural from Yaj, and it's present, and it's they cause. So what I said was King King Pushpamitra performs a sacrifice or worships. The sacrificial priests had him perform the sacrificial ceremony. I don't know. That's what I came up with.
Yeah, it's almost like saying in English, you'd say, I think, Pushpamitra did the ritual, performed the sacrifice, Yajate. He performs the sacrifice. The sacrificial priest made him do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how you say it in English.
Yeah.
Pushpamitro yajate.
Pushpamitro yajate.
Yajakastam yajayanti.
Yajakastam yajayanti.
So I think I can do this next one actually.
Oh, good. Oh, no. That's
straightforward.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Krishna Varma putrena brahmanebhya pratyaham shatam gatapayati. So Krishna Varma is a nominative singular, I think it's the name of a person. Putrena is his, by his son, instrumental singular. Brahmanebhya. Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Tubby.
Brahmanebhya is that dative plural to the Brahmanas. Pratyaham, again, means every day. And Shatam is 100. Ga dapayati, gives. So dapayati here is the causal. And is that from da to give?
Yes.
And then it's in present third person singular. So, Krishna Varma makes his son give 100 cows to the Brahmanas every day.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you see the use of the instrumental there?
Yes, but
an example.
But wait, give is not. He's giving to the Brahmanas. So.
Yeah, that's transitive.
Right.
So he makes his son give, and that's why that use of instrumental can be misleading unless you know the rule.
Oh, I thought that it's put in instrumental when it's intransitive.
No, transitive.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Well, but the very first one was cause to start, to begin. That was intransitive, right?
And yes, and that's why we said there must be an exception.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Shall I read that?
Except Yajna Karma. Actually, it's not being used intransitive. No, wait a minute. I begin the study. That's transitive.
Right.
And we have Ritu Bihi. So there's no problem there.
Okay.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what we were talking about there. We got confused, that's all. I got confused. Do you see, Kiki? Yeah, like in the first sentence, the yajamana makes the ritviks begin the karma.
Right. So begin, you're saying, is not, it is actually transitive,
yeah,
it's not intransitive.
Because I begin the study.
Okay.
I begin this. It takes an object.
So the rule is actually that it's put in instrumental when it's transitive. Not when it's intransitive.
Right? That's right.
Okay.
Even though there, on both sides there's some exceptions, but this is a transitive verb. So the yajamana makes the ritviks And the instrumental there begin the yajna karma.
Okay, so both number one and number four follow the rule.
Yes.
As, without exception. Okay.
Yeah. And number two also.
Number two is not an instrumental, right?
No, see, but it's also...
It's an accusative.
It is. The Indra makes the Kinnara Mithunani sing his praises. Right, and that's why we were saying with that one, I guess that's what we were saying was an exception.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe I think I had it backwards.
Yeah, because number one and number two. Number one is instrumental, number two is accusative.
Yeah, but to sing praises.
Maybe that's then.
Unless it's, why is it? Maybe it is in transit. Maybe I was wrong there. Indra makes the Kinnara sing praises. Now, let's see. Indra makes the Kinnara. Praise his fame.
So, is akarmaka intransitive?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Indra is the nominative. Swayashas is, I took that as accusative. I don't see how to have it at all to take that as nominative, and it would be neuter. Indra causes the Kinnara couples to extol his fame. Now the problem is, why the use of the double accusative?
So this is what Goldman says, that if they're generally placed in the tritiya, although the dvitiya is sometimes encountered. So
that's what we have to take.
The one thing to remember is that the intransitives will always be in the dvitiya.
Intransitive will always be accusative. Okay.
In the accusative, but the transitive verbs will sometimes be in the accusative as well, but mostly in the instrumental.
Okay.
So if you think of it like that, then it's not so confusing.
Yeah, then that's good.
If you think of it like that, it pretty much covers, both of them can be in the accusative.
And in the accusative, the intransitives also include
the only the
verbs
transitives can be in the instrumental.
Yeah. So that's one thing that's for sure. You'll only see
transitives
in instrumental. And verbs of motion are included with the intransitives.
Verbs of motion.
Yeah, like going.
Okay,
so did you finish this one?
Yeah, she did.
I think I did.
She did.
I didn't read
it.
Krishna Varma Putrena.
Krishna Varma Putrena.
Brahmanebhyaha.
Brahmanebhyaha.
Pratyaham Shatam Gadapayati.
Pratyaham Shatam Gadapayati.
Gadapayati.
Did you realize that gaha is a...
It's from go.
I just thought it's cows, but...
It is cows. It's from go.
Yeah.
And it's important, at least I found it confusing until I realized it, that the masculine bull for go and the feminine go for cow are declined exactly the same.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So...
Yeah.
All right. So how did you translate it, Kiki?
I said Krishna Varma causes his son to give 100 cows to the Brahmanas daily.
Yeah. So you can say causes, but you can say made his son.
Makes.
Yeah.
Makes, right? It's in
makes,
present.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, number five. Janakim.
Wami.
All right. Janakim Ratam Aropya.
Oh.
Ratam Aropya.
Yeah.
Jahna Vi Tiram. Is that Asat? Yes, Asatya. Rama. Rama Agnya. Pito Lakshmanastam. 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 Vijahau. Okay. Janakim is accusative singular for Janaki. Ratam is chariot, accusative singular. And Aropya. So Aropya, I know, is a gerund. It's a causal gerund, or a causal indeclinable past participle. It must mean to mount, but I don't know what the verb is. The one I found was Ru, but I can't figure out.
Aru.
Okay, so what happens to the ha, the aspirate? It just goes away?
Yeah, it's replaced by the pa. There must be a special.
Yeah, because that was throwing me off because I was looking at the conjugation for Ru and that aspirate's always there. So, okay.
Ru, number 7 on the preceding page. Ru substitutes pa for ha optional.
Oh,
Ropayati or Rohayati.
Oh, great, thank you.
But for that Aropya, I've never seen it Arohya.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's,
Aropya. So that's having caused or having made her mount the chariot.
So Ru means mount.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then how do you say that with that?
No. Janavi.
Oh, you just go Janavi. Janavi Tiram. Tiram is the bank of the Ganga. And it's in the accusative singulars.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Asadhya. And this again is an indeclinable past participle in the causal. It's a causal IPP. And is it from Sud?
Asad.
Asad, okay. Having found or reached. And then we have a compound. Oh, that was, and the Janavi is a compound. Janavi Tiram is the bank of the Ganga. So it's a Shashti Tatpurush there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So having reached the bank of the Ganga, and then we have Rama Agnya Pitaha. That's also a compound. And Agnya Pitaha is a causal PPP. And it's a nominative singular, and it comes from, I think it comes from A, Nya, and Ud.
A plus Nya.
That's
you know, Nya is the verb, Agnya.
Okay.
And it means to command. So here it's commanded or ordered.
Okay.
It's
so commanded by Rama.
Yeah.
Okay. Commanded by Rama.
Mm-hmm.
And then is the substantive Lakshmanam or Lakshman?
Lakshman.
Lakshmana.
Lakshmana.
Okay,
Lakshmana.
So it's in the nominative singular.
Mm-hmm.
Lakshman. And then Tom is her, accusative singular. And Vijahau is the perfect third person singular from Viha, to abandon or
mm-hmm.
cast off.
Yeah.
So having helped Janaki to mount the chariot, having found or having reached the bank of the Ganga, commanded by Rama, Lakshmana abandoned her.
Mm-hmm. He left her there.
Left her there.
You know, you've got two indeclinables, and so that's often used. You don't have to translate them having.
Okay.
You can say he did this, then he did
okay.
this, and then, and you know what I mean?
Right.
It's
so,
just showing words, sequence
okay.
of events.
He helped Janaki to mount the chariot. Found he reached the bank of the Ganga,
mm-hmm.
commanded by Rama. He left her there. Okay.
Janakim.
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 Ratam
Aropya.
Ratam
Aropya.
Janavi Tiram Asadhya.
Janavi Tiram Asadhya.
Rama Agnya Pitaha.
Rama Agnya Pitaha.
Lakshmanastam Vijahau.
Lakshmanastam Vijaha.
All right, so this last one I had some troubles with. We have Prabhu Prasada Lavopya Dira Prahite Kher Dasa Janasya Pragalpya. Gulpium, mm-hmm. Is that right? Okay, Pragulpium. Janayati. All right. So, this first long word, what I came up with is Prabhu Prasada Lavaha. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
For the first compound?
Mm-hmm.
Though, and it's a Shashti Tatpurush meaning, so Prabhu is master, Prasada is favor, or kindness, and lavaha is a small amount or
mm-hmm.
a little.
Yeah.
So a little bit of favor from the master.
With the upi, even a little.
Even a little, right, upi. So then the rest of it is difficult for me. So I know we have dasa in there, which is servant. Dasa, jana.
Dasa, jana. Servant person.
Servant person, janasya.
Mm-hmm.
And What's confused? So then there's adira. Is that a word?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What does that mean?
It means like weak-minded or foolish.
Okay.
Dhira?
Adira.
Adira.
Adira. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I couldn't find that.
Oh,
it's true. I was having trouble this morning.
Oh.
Well, I just use my dictionary. I don't look it up online, so it's probably that's what I should be doing.
It's faster.
Yeah, I want to see that slide too.
Is it the one that you sent me the link to, Carol?
No, I don't use that one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I must have done this wrong. Just a minute. This is I like the Monair Williams.
Oh, that's right.
They give a lot of, as opposed to the Optes online, the Monair Williams gives very thorough list of definitions,
okay.
And it's just fast to type it in. So,
okay, I'll write it down.
Adira means imprudent, confused, deficient in calm, self-command, excitable, capricious, querulous, weak-minded, foolish.
Okay. All right, so we have adira, and it's not declined, so it's part of a compound.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have so this is what was throwing me off. What is the next word? Is it prakritehe?
Mm-hmm. From prakriti.
But why is it joining with dasa?
It doesn't.
It's separate. Prakritehe is finished.
See,
it
adira prakritehe. That refa is a visarga, right? So it's prakriti. Harehe. Hari harehe. Genitive. Prakritehe.
Right. So you're saying those two words are not joined together?
Adira. Adira prakritehe is one compound.
Okay.
And dasa genesia is another compound.
But what's confusing me is I thought that if you have a visarga, prakritehe,
mm-hmm.
right? You have a visarga.
Yeah.
And when the next word starts with a consonant, they do not join.
No, it changes to, the visarga changes to R.
So that cancels out that rule because it's now a letter. Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because,
okay.
Yeah.
I just didn't get that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, when the visarga changes to refa,
okay.
Then it'll just
join. Okay.
Join, or if it's followed by a vowel, it'll be ra.
Okay.
Right?
I got it.
Yeah.
So is there a rule that says that if a word ends in a visarga and there's a consonant following, then?
I think the rule is if it ends in a vowel, a visarga, or an anuswara, and if the next word starts with a consonant, they do not join. That's the whole time they do.
But that's a hard consonant.
It's only a hard consonant?
Because,
Let me
explain the rule to you.
Thank you.
Because
I'm trying to tell my students.
Okay. This is one of the rules. Any vowel followed by visarga, followed by a ka, or pa, right, stays as visarga. And so then it won't join anything. It'll just stay as the visarga.
Ramakaroti.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay. In pronunciation, it'll change.
Ramakaroti.
Yeah.
Okay, then, so that's one instance.
Okay.
Then if you have the letter followed by visarga, followed by any vowel except
visarga drops. A plus visarga plus any vowel except a visarga drops, and the two words don't coalesce.
Okay.
There. The other one where they don't coalesce, if you have a followed by visarga, followed by soft consonant or vowel, visarga drops, and they don't coalesce. Those are the three cases.
Okay, so that's that one. A followed by visarga,
mm-hmm.
Followed by a word starting with a soft consonant or a vowel, is that
mm-hmm.
what you said?
Or any vowel.
Or any vowel, then the visarga drops and they don't join?
Right.
Okay.
So I gave you three there.
Okay. Okay. That's it.
Then with the semi followed by a sibilant, visarga any vowel plus visarga followed by a sibilant, then there's an option where the sibilant, where the visarga will stay as visarga and then it won't join, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or it'll change to a sibilant and then it will join.
Okay. Like ramas, if it's mm-hmm. followed by sa, right?
Yeah. Like a.
But doesn't it always change to ramas? It always stays ramas.
No, it can. It's a real option, yeah. Yeah. It depends on the
okay.
on the font.
So the trick really is that you have to consider that the transformation of the sarga is going to happen before you even look at the joining, whether or not they're going to join. So that
that's right.
Okay.
Like if the visarga drops, the two words will stay apart.
Right.
If the visarga changes to a consonant, like if it changes to repha,
yeah.
it will compound with the following
okay.
word.
Okay.
If it changes to a sakara or a sibilant, it will compound with the following word. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay. It's a little more complicated.
Yeah. So let's go back
okay,
to this.
Okay, so we have a compound which is adira
mm-hmm.
and prakritehe. So, and prakritehe is from property, and it's either genitive or ablative, singular
mm-hmm.
for nature,
mm-hmm.
so foolish or deficient nature.
Mm-hmm.
And
foolish
that's just
weak,
a
yeah.
weak, okay. And that is just a karmadharya, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And it would be genitive, right? Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So then the next thing we have is dasa. Genesia, and that's also a compound. So
right.
a servant person, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that is a karmadharya also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And then we have pragalbhyam,
mm-hmm.
which means boldness.
Yeah.
And it's the accusative singular. And janayati is from jan.
Janayati, yeah.
Janayati is the causal, present third person singular, parasamipadat, causes or produces.
Right.
So basically it's saying even just a little bit of favor from the master produces boldness for a servant. Wait a minute, let me look at
for
a weak-minded servant.
Yeah, whose nature, right?
Whose nature is weak.
Is very weak and foolish.
Yeah.
For a servant who's naturally weak and foolish.
Okay. God.
Makes him bold.
So in this sentence, adira
yeah.
prakritehe, that's a behuvarhi, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the one whose nature is. Is that right?
No.
Oh, it's
wait
not?
A minute, wait a minute. Maybe it is. Yeah, whose prakriti? You're right. Whose nature?
Okay. Well,
that's
the reason
right.
I asked
I didn't
that
even think
is
about that.
Because the way you translated it that way. I'm like, oh, that's not
a it's a
boovery.
It is.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
The one whose nature.
So adhira pratehe is a boovery?
Yeah. For dasa
of jana. Describing the dasa jana.
Because the dasa jana is not a prakriti.
No, right.
Right? He has his nature is that.
That's right.
Whose
yeah,
nature
yeah.
is...
Right.
Right.
Yeah, but whose nature is because it's genitive.
Yeah, but whose nature is yesya,
For whom the nature is.
For whom the nature, yeah.
Yeah. You can slip by you that.
Yeah.
You know, because you automatically translate it.
You know what it means. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
and then you're not thinking about all that. But that's right. It's a boomerang. Good.
Okay.
This is good. What shall we do for next week? Which will be our last class for a while.
Let's do, let me see how they look. Should we just finish that page?
Yeah.
That's five.
Did it take us
how many sentences? My pages are set up differently.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sentences. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Long one starting with Bhaiwadi.
Should we do that last one on 175 before that big paragraph starts?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll go there.
Oh my goodness.
That's only 6 sentences. These are not very hard.
These ones this week were very easy.
And we finished them quickly.
Except for that last one I got stuck on, but otherwise they were easy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had no time.
That's okay, Casey. Don't worry about it.
We just
like
your body here.
We like you here, and you help us read. And I'm going to do it anyway because I'm learning it, and I'm doing it. So it's not a problem. I don't feel like you have to do anything.
We just want you here.
That's right.
What is this?
Oh. Yeah, there is going to be no. Is there going to be any other time that works for both of you?
Well, I mean, I have a lot
of. Let me put this.
I don't have a job, so.
Let me put. Oh, you don't have a job?
Okay. No, I don't have a job.
Lucky you.
Well, right now I'm doing just this. You know, I earn a little bit from those things.
That's good. Okay, well, let's talk about it.
What
it's not given that I'm going to go back. Actually, Mike is, you know, I've kind of been considering it. My thing would be, right now, it would be better, I think, if I generate some more income.
Yeah.
But Mike and I have different views. I think it would be better. Mike thinks I should just not go back to work because he thinks that it might be hard for me to get back to 40 again. And he doesn't think it's a, you know, he just...
Too much.
It's too much. And but I feel like it's kind of foolish. You know, why if I have a way to generate more income and we need the money, we are not.
Are you going into your savings?
Yeah, yeah. And I don't want to do that. You know, we already have invested in this thing, and I don't want to. It makes me uncomfortable. I feel like I'm living beyond my means. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like feeling that. You know, but it's a very subjective definition. It's what. But I feel like I...
When does Mike think he'll...
My main thing is I also feel like if you're going to be gone for a month,
yeah,
let's say, I mean, the main reason Fridays are productive for me is because I have Sanskrit on Fridays.
Right.
But, you know, you've been gone in chunks and you're going away again for a month and I feel like it's...
And you know what else? So I'm going away for a month. If I go, it's really a really bad time for me to go, but my sister's going, and I don't want her to fly alone. So there's all of these complications. Like if I feel like just flying her there, getting her settled for a few days and coming home, that's what I'd like to do. But that's expensive, and also if I do that, then I can't go back for 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
Because of this rule, you know, so it's always kind of complicated.
But are you planning to then go back after 2 months again?
No, I'm not. That's why I can't. I'm going to, you know, that Sweden, that group there that I'm going there in June for, I'll
in
be
June.
Gone for 10 days. Other than that, I won't be gone. Once I come back from India, in my mind, that's the end of India for now.
For this year, you mean?
Yeah, for this year, yeah. So...
And but what is your schedule at work and all that? And is Friday the only day?
I remember, Tuesday I work all day with clients.
Yeah.
Though I work...
I mean, it would only be like a weeknight or the weekend for me.
It's a weeknight or the weekend for you.
Yeah. Right?
Can you even do a weeknight?
I mean, would
Can
be
you
push?
Do it? I mean, how...
I
are,
could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When would the night start?
You know what? I feel like I should not do this. I feel like you guys should just continue.
Well,
wait,
I'd rather have the three
best.
Of us, actually.
What's
that?
I'd rather have all
you know,
three
Kiki,
of us.
We could try it. If it doesn't, you know, like, we could figure out a night or on the weekend, figure out what's going to work, and we could give it a try. And if it didn't work for any of us, we could go back to Fridays.
Okay, right now I haven't even decided, so maybe it's too early to have
no, but let's talk about it. But let's talk about what the options are.
Yeah. Then we know, so that if it happens, then we know what we're going to do.
So... the option, I mean, weeknights for...
Or is it too... Are you feeling like it's too much for you to try and continue doing
I don't want to give up Sanskrit, though.
Okay.
I mean, it's really kind of very core for me.
What do you think about doing Friday earlier in the morning?
No, I start work at 6:30 in the morning.
And go until when?
Until 4:30 or 5, something like that.
Okay, so technically on some evening you could be... It could be earlier in the evening. Or are you thinking like 7 or...?
Yeah, I think it'll be a push, actually. I think maybe we should just... Let me also figure it out. If maybe I think it's too muddled in my head right now. Maybe I just need to think it through. Maybe it's too early to have this conversation.
Okay, thank you.
And we have some time. We have class next week.
Gone for a month.
And then you're gone for a month, so it's fine. I'll just figure it out. I'll decide in that month while you're gone. You know, if I want to...
Is it a big deal to go back and forth? Like,
yeah, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Because, you know, they have to arrange... The benefits stay the same because I'm working a number of hours,
yeah.
So the benefits. But the, you know, the paycheck, all that, they have to work with ADP and all that stuff. So. And I have to figure out... I hate the idea of working 5 days. I really don't want to, but...
You know what, Kiki? This is what I feel. That if Mike tells you not to do it, let him handle it. Let me just give this idea. If he doesn't feel that you need to because he sees in the scheme of things of his business that the money's going to be coming. If he's looking down to the end of the line and he doesn't see any money coming yet, eventually you're going to have to work full time. You know? But until you really have to, maybe you can give it a little time. You see what I mean? What if Mike says, don't do that, you know? This money's going to start coming in. This everything is in place. We'll be okay. Anyway, you have to work with your own psychology because of pressure, you know?
You know, the other thing, Kiki, I just thought I'd mention is maybe just wait. Can you wait a couple months? I mean, I think things might feel really different by the time we get to
astrologically?
Yeah, things might shift a lot. Really, you know, it's a time right now that
flux.
Feels... Yeah, but it also feels heavy and difficult.
Yeah.
There is a feeling of like things aren't smooth and easy right now. And it's just in the air.
Yeah.
So seriously, if you could wait like till June...
Okay, very good, I will.
You might feel differently. Things might shift. Or
in 10 more months.
Yeah.
I'll think about that. It all into consideration.
It's hard though. It's hard to know when to do something when you're going into your savings and stuff. That's a hard thing.
It's also, I feel like, Sanskrit is the main thing for me. And I think the impetus was if Carol is going away for a month, I just feel like, okay, so what I do with the other stuff I do on Fridays, besides Sanskrit, is, you know, have lunch with my girlfriends, or I do, you know, exercise, right? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
It all kind of feels like a luxury now, you know?
Uh-huh.
Sanskrit is the only thing that doesn't feel like a luxury. That feels more like a necessity, but the rest of it feels like, all right, come on, you know?
Yeah.
If you're dipping into your savings, then don't do that.
You can't do that. Yeah, I get it. Is it possible to work those Fridays when Carol's gone?
That's the problem. I wish I could just work the time that Carol's not here.
But you can't.
But I don't know, I'll see you. It gets complicated. But
one,
internally, you can't go 1 month to another, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
The paychecks have to be.
I know.
We're only going to miss 3 classes. 1, 2, 3.
4 classes, right?
3.
Well, you're coming back on a Thursday. You're not going to teach on Friday, right?
I may. Well, I guess what I'm, honestly, to be more exact, it's so hard for me to even imagine staying in India for 3 weeks right now because of the other things I have going.
Wow.
It's really stressful and stupid situation.
You have to go. Isn't your niece there already?
Yeah, but my sister's afraid of going alone all that way,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I had invited her to go with me.
I see.
You see what I mean? If I hadn't invited her to go with me, I said, why don't you come with me this time? It'd be good for you, because she could see Kristen and be Swamiji. Swamiji's so old now, she needs to see him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought, you'd come with me.
Yeah.
You know, and now that we have the tickets, that everything is bought.
And she'll come back with you as well?
No, she'll come back by herself, but she'll come back before I come back.
Before you, see, you come back?
Yeah. I'm not just going for her, but I wanted her, but if she wasn't going, I would change immediately my ticket, you know, and go maybe in May. I definitely would not go now.
Yeah.
But it's complicated.
Yeah, I know.
And also, Kristen may not be staying there.
As Tara said, it's all very complicated.
It's complicated.
Right now.
too many
balls in the air.
Yeah, too many people, you know, that are affected by.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you're
good. I'll sit on this for a little bit.
It's only 11.
You want to read through that? You
want to
go home now?
No.
Okay, let's read through this then.
Goldman, yeah.
Goldman. Do you have Goldman?
No, I didn't bring it. I didn't think we'd use it. Sorry.
We can share.
You guys read and listen. I've read this a couple of times. I'll just listen. I'll just lay here and listen. It'll be really nice.
Should we go start from the beginning?
Yeah, start from the beginning. Here, Kiki.
Oh, thank you.
Listen to you. And we'll tape it even. Here we go.
We're reading lesson 18.
Judy did.
Yeah, lesson 18, which is page.
Did you get
we got it.
Sorry?
I'm good.
Do you
need tea?
No, thank you. How's everything going with you, Tara? Is it kind of complicated and heavy?
There's a feeling of like. I don't want to say doom. I don't want to. It's not really doom.
Stressful.
But it's like a dark cloud that I'm just. It just feels like this. You know, it's like an oppressive feeling. That's what it is. So no, but everything's okay.
Yeah,
everything's
good.
Okay. This is a better week.
Yeah,
things have quieted down, but I still feel that feeling. You know.
Yeah.
And I just everybody I talk to is feeling it.
Oh, by the way, this Sunday,
does
lunch work this Sunday? I was thinking maybe I'll ask Madhvi. I need to
this Sunday
over.
Yeah.
And ask Virginia as well. I don't know if it'll be... Do you think it's too... I'll talk to her. I don't know if it's too much of a schlep for her.
For Virginia?
Yeah.
It might be a hard weekend for her because Tinker has been really sick with a cold or
better.
Flu. Well, a couple days ago, she said he was still really sick, and then he has eye surgery on Tuesday.
Oh, my gosh.
So it might be too much for her to do it.
By the way, there's a bunch of oranges.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just take a couple of oranges.
Where did you get those? Somebody's tree?
Who brought them?
So was it Marjorie?
Oh, Martina.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They look great.
They look
there's
beautiful.
Way too many for me to...
Orange juice.
Yeah,
orange juice. That's right.
Okay, let's go ahead and read this.
Okay.
Shall I stop?
Sure.
Secondary conjugations and the denominative verbal stem. This is not what we have been... This is the...
Well, listen, you'll understand when we get into it, but there's different types of what they call secondary conjugations because they change what the verb is actually doing. Like, this is a secondary conjugation because by adding this aya affix, it's now changing the way the verb operates in a sentence. It caused... The verb now causes people to do something. And so there's four different types of affixes like that, and we're just looking at the same, at the first one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why it's called secondary conjugation.
I see.
Okay.
Yes. With one exception, the characteristic signs of the various conjugated systems introduced thus far are alike in that they are markers only of tense or mood. That's right. In other words, the 10 signs of the gunas and the sya of the future and the reduplication of the perfect suffice only to mark the general conjugation to which a verbal form belongs. They do not tell us anything about the action expressed by a verbal root, except, in general, the relative time of the action. That's right. So that, meaning the last one is to do with the tenses.
Mm-hmm.
Should we switch around?
Yeah. The one exception is the ya, characteristic of the karmani prayoga. This, unlike the others, tells us that the sentence or clause in which it appears is passive. This special passive sign, however, is applicable only to forms which mirror the present system. the secondary conjugations. In addition to the conjugations discussed so far, Sanskrit has four special conjugations that, like the Karmani Prayoga, indicate something about the action of a verbal root other than its tense. Go ahead.
These forms, so these form being the secondary conjugations, are also like the Karmani stem in Ya, in that they have a distinctive sign which is affixed to a special form of the root to form a distinctive stem. Oh, they have a distinctive sign which is affixed to the special, okay. They differ from the Karmani stem in Ya and other present system stems in that, in many cases, this distinctive secondary stem may serve as the basis for formations outside the present system. When they say the present system, means present tense? Or the current?
The present system is the present, past, imperative, and...
The four.
The four.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But the, take the Gana signs, you know.
Okay. The secondary conjugations, then, are not tenses, but special derivative stem formations, which in turn are used, like verbal roots, as the basis for various conjugations. It is for this reason that these forms are said to be secondary conjugations. It is also for this reason that the forms are identified in Sanskrit by their special stem-forming suffixes. So the first is nijanta, ending in lich.
These are all Panini aphorisms, little Panini pratyas.
Panini. And then yanta, and then ending in yanga, sananta, ending in san. These form, the forms are discussed below in order of decreasing importance.
All right, let me start. Okay, so nijanta preraka, the causative. This is by far the most commonly used and important of the secondary conjugations. It is referred to either by its characteristic suffix, ai, which is called nich by the grammarians, or by the name preraka, causer or impeller, for its function. A nijanta verbal form indicates that its grammatical subject causes someone or something to carry out or undergo the action or state expressed by the underlying verbal root. Causative sentences then involve two kartris. The subject of the causative, in other words, the derivative verb, and the subject of the simple verb or the action or state expressed by the underlying verbal root. Take, for example, two sentences. Ramo vanam gacchati. Rama goes to the forest. And Dasharatho ramam vanam gamayati. Dasharatha sends Rama, or causes Rama to go to the forest. In the first sentence, Ramaha is, of course, the kartri of the group, gam, to go, as he is the agent, the goer. In the second sentence, however, the finite verb is gamayati, which is formed not from gum, but rather from gamaya, gamay, cause to go. The nijanta derivative of gum, the kartri of this form is dasharatha. Rama remains the kartri of the underlying root, gum, as he is still the one who does the actual going.
Kartras of underlying roots. The kartra of a finite nijanta form is treated exactly like that of any other finite verbal form. It is in the Prathama Vibhakti if the form is a Kartri Prayoga, and in the Tritiya if it is a Karmani Prayoga. The treatment of the Kartra of the underlying or simple verbal root, however, requires some explanation, especially as it is different depending on the transitivity of the underlying root. A. Akarmaka dhatus. With nijanta form of akarmaka dhatus, including verbs of motion, this is what you're reading. The kartra of the underlying root is placed in the dvitiya vibhakti.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is intransitive.
Mm-hmm.
The rajanta forms even of akarmaka dhatus are themselves sakarmaka. The rajanta, so the causative forms even of intransitive are actually transitive.
Yeah, because he makes him
somebody else do it, yeah.
See, it doesn't matter whether the root is transitive or intransitive.
Oh, yeah.
For the one who's
doing it,
yeah. Making somebody
yeah.
do it, that becomes transitive
right.
just by the very nature. I make you do this.
Or I make you cry.
Oh,
yeah.
Because he's making somebody. Oh, right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's always going to be transitive in terms of the actor. Yeah.
Examples, underlying root, gam go, dashrataha rama panam gamayati. Dashrata makes Rama go to the forest. Stha stand. Sevakah phalam swamino hastes sthapatayati. The servant places a fruit in his master's hand. Pat fall vanara maha rikshan patayanti. The monkeys fell the great trees. Vas 12. Ko mam vane vasayishyati. Who will make me dwell in the forest? Go
so that's like a future there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. See, that's the other thing.
The
that's just Sya, is that the...
Yeah, because it has that... That has that Sya.
Mm-hmm. That, see, that Sya is will make.
Then who...
Sorry for this noise, I can't do it.
Dashrataha Rama Rajanam Bhavayati. Dashrata means Rama King. Do you want to read
yeah,
that?
Yeah, in the case of... Karmaka Dhatu is Sakarmaka. Pardon me?
Sorry.
Oh. Sakarmaka. Oh. Oh, yes, Sakarmaka, sorry. In the case of Sukarmaka Dhatus, the kartri of the underlying root is generally placed in tritiya vibhakti, vibhakti, although the dvitiya is sometimes encountered. Examples, underlying root hun, to kill, sukrivo ramena valinam gatayati. Sugriva has Rama kill Valin. Kri, do, ramo Bharatena Rajyam Karayamasa. Rama had Bharata rule the kingdom. Ta, to give. Rajanu Charayar Tanam Janebhyo Dapayet. Let the king cause his attendants to give money to the people.
Mm-hmm.
So here we have the optative.
It kind of makes sense, right? Because if it's transitive, then the person you're causing to do something has to do something, so it's being done
by
them.
Yeah,
so
that's
right,
how
right,
I kind
right.
of made sense out of it.
Yeah.
Roots with nijanta stems convey the sense of teaching or feeding. Roots whose nijanta stems convey the sense of teaching or feeding are exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
With them, the kartri of the underlying root is placed in the dvitiya. Examples, Guruhu Shishyan Pustakani Patayati. The guru has his students read the books.
Mm-hmm.
So,
in this
adhyapana.
Case, so Shishyan is an accusative
yeah.
in this case, even though.
Yep.
I see.
And then
teaching
Raja Brahmanam Bojayati. The king feeds the Brahmin. The roots ud to pee, which means to eat, and swad, one
cod.
Pee. Cod, to eat, are exceptions to the exception. The subjects of their nijanta derivatives, adai, feed, and kadai, feed, are in tritiya. Example, he sutta nirpashchahi. Kadaya, O charioteer, feed the king's horses.
Just give me one second. You're up.
Sure.
So, in this one, in that guru has his students read the books. Okay,
yeah.
So I was reading. But then the king feeds the Brahmins. So the king is causing, I mean, who is the king? It seems, why am I confused?
Yeah, why is it?
Bojayati. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, there's no other kartri.
Yeah, there's only... So the king feeds the Brahmins. The king Brahmanam, you can just say, just as well say, bhojanti or something like that, or, you know, bhojanti.
Maybe it's just giving it some kind of a more passive sense to it or something. Let's
cause the Brahmins to be fed.
Yeah, let's ask Carol. Because that was one thing I read, that it's like this is a way of giving a passive way of saying something, so
yeah.
It might just be that they wanted to make that
he
more passive.
Sense. Yeah.
Okay.
We have a question.
Okay.
The one that says Raja Brahmanam Bhojayati. Why? There's not two Kartavis there.
I noticed that too. I think that it could be there. Like I could just say, you know, I make my child eat. Or you could say, I make my child eat spinach. You know, if you're not going to put the object
uh-huh.
that they have to eat in there,
oh,
you know,
okay.
like what if I say, I read.
Okay. Right.
It's still, you know, a karmaka. It's a karmaka.
Yeah.
I read.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't say, I read a book, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What if I say, I make him read?
Mm-hmm.
I could say, I make him read, or I make him read a book.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's...
Okay.
I thought that through. That's what my explanation is, anyway.
Okay.
So if the king
makes
the ramen food,
yeah,
then there are those...
Yeah, he feeds food, he feeds the Brahman, he makes the Brahman eat. That's literally, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He feeds him.
Okay, should we go on?
Yeah, we've got time.
Formation of Nijanta. The formation of the Nijanta is quite similar. In general, the causative marker E, which, is suffixed directly to the root, which is usually strengthened. Because of additional strength of the E in various forms, it is simplest to regard the causative marker as Aya. Oh, this other one didn't even mention E, right?
No.
Because of the additional strength of E in various forms. E, Aya, Ansi. Additional strength meaning just... Well... Why is... Oh, just guna vritti, that's what they mean by additional
yeah.
strength?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, E takes guna, becomes A.
Mm-hmm.
Which then in usage is going to, because it's going to follow be followed
mm-hmm.
by a vowel, that A becomes I.
Mm-hmm.
Ayavasandhi.
Right. Do you want to read that one?
Sure. The rules for root strength are as follows. A initial or medial short vowel except A, if in a lagu syllable, usually take guna.
What's a lagu syllable?
Lagu is short.
Okay.
Syllable, yeah. Bhud, to be awake. Bodai, vish, to enter. Veshai. Klurp, I can't even say that. To be arranged is kalpai. Some roots, however, have guna only optionally. Examples, shubh, to shine or be beautiful. Shubai or shobai. Initial or medial vowels in guru syllables, long syllables, except remain as elsewhere unstrengthened. Example, root is chum, to kiss, is chumbai, cause to kiss.
Remain as elsewhere unstrengthened. So meaning it doesn't go to chumbai.
Does it take guru or does
right.
it, yeah.
Because it's already, it's, a long syllable.
Oh, if it's long, if they're saying that, if you have a short vowel followed by a conjunct consonant,
oh, right.
then it's considered long.
That's right, because
it's
a conjunct
vowel.
That was a
tenth gonna thing, rule? Is that a tenth gonna
rule? No, that's just
a general
rule.
General
rule, yeah.
It changes when you have a conjunct consonant, so that's considered guru
right.
there.
Right.
Even though it's not a long vowel.
That's right, it's
okay.
not chumbu, but because it's
a long syllable. That's what it's saying. It's a long syllable. It's not the vowel, it's the actual syllable. Right?
Oh, right.
Yeah,
because right.
you've got three letters there.
Yes.
Four letters there. Okay.
Yeah.
Long syllables. Right.
Yeah. See, medial or initial a, if in a lagu syllable, is usually lengthened. For example, tyaj, to abandon, tyajya. Part, to read, patya. Ud, to eat, adi. Hun, to kill, katya. Katya. And it says no irregular form, because han, you know, goes to ga, changes. But a number of roots show no lengthening. Examples, gum, gamai. Gum to go is gamai. And then jun, to be born, is janai. In some cases, both forms, with a and a, are citable from the same root. Examples, krum, to step, can be either krumai or kramai, cause to step. And shum, to be still, can be either shamai or shamai, calm or extinguish, meaning to calm or extinguish. Final simple vowels except a are normally subject to friti. Examples, the root pu, to be, pavai, cause to be. Whoa. Did I say that wrong? Pava.
Lama, right?
Pava, yeah. Kre, to do. Karai, cause to do. Shru, hear. Shravai, cause to hear or to teach. I'll finish this one and then you can start. Or do you want to start here?
No.
Okay. E, final a and some yupta vowels are generally set off from the causative marker by the consonant p.
Some yupta are the conjunct cons, the diphthongs.
Oh, right. This is a characteristic sign of the nijenta forms of roots with such finals. For example, the root sta, to stand, goes to sta, place. Da, to
but,
give.
Oh, sorry. That's why it's in yupta vowels.
No, sta
is a
ends in a.
Oh, right, long a.
Long a. The ones that ends in long a take the p.
Oh, a and same.
Yeah. So, both cases. Both cases, okay.
A and diphthongs.
Yeah. A and diphthongs.
Yeah.
Da.
The diphthongs go to a and then take the p.
Oh, I see.
Okay, go ahead.
Da, to give. Da pai, cause to give. Sna, to bathe, which is intransitive. Snapai, to bathe. Transitive. To cause to bathe. Yeah. I see. Nya, to know. Nyapai. And to inform. A few roots show not the pa, but ya, before the nich. Like the root pa, to drink, goes to payai, cause to drink. The root E, to go, which would form ayay, but by rule D, instead forms apai, a common verb meaning teach, when preceded by the upasarga adi. Okay.
Take it away. Forms of the nijenta. Since the nijenta is a secondary or derivative verbal root, it is not restricted to any one conjugation, but may be used fairly freely as the base for various verbal systems. Note that except for the Karmani Prayoga, the Parasmaipada endings are generally used for the causative, regardless of the voice of the simple root. Various verbal systems means it can be like IPP and
NPP and
NPP.
All of them.
And can make a causal
present active participle,
right.
Everything.
Right.
Almost everything.
Can be made into
a causal.
The present system. The nijenta may serve as the base for a complete present system, exactly analogous to those of the a-gana roots of the present stem, formed by suffixing a to the nij suffix, aya. Therefore, the nijanta present system is characterized by the sign aya and is conjugated exactly like roots of the tenth gana. Prathama purusha ekvachan forms of the nijanta of the roots tha, stem sthapaya, will suffice as an example. So, lut is lut present tense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lut, lung, lot, ling.
Lung is past, lot is imperative,
imperative,
and
ling is
potential.
Potential, okay. Mm-hmm. So the present tense is sthapayati, he places, and then lung, which is past tense, is asthapayat, he placed. Lot is the imperative, is sthapayatu, let him place. Vithiling is a potential. Sthapayet, he should place. And then vartamani kridanta. Vartamani is present tense, and kridanta, I don't know what that means.
It's a present active participle.
Placing.
I think.
Vartamani kridanta is present
participle.
Present participle. Sthapayant, placing. Sthapayant.
Mm-hmm. Instead of tishtan, sthatisht, tishtan. Placing that, it's sthapayant, making.
Making. Making the placing happen. Kind of.
Something like that, yeah. Causing to place.
Okay. Go,
ahead, you go. Okay. The Karmani Prayoga. A regular Karmani Prayoga stem.
That's passive. Karmani Prayoga.
A regular Karmani Prayoga stem may be formed from the Nijanta by replacing the causative sign Aya with the regular Karmani Prayoga sign Ya. This is added to the root strengthened as for the causative, including the consonant Pa, where required. As usual with the Karmani Prayoga, the Atmanepada endings are used. So the examples are, the root is Stha, and then Kartri Nijanta. Kartri Nijanta means the, what causative is
that? Active.
Active.
As opposed to passive.
Passive.
Oh, I see. So the active will be, from Stha will be Sthapayati, and then the passive will be Sthapyate.
Mm-hmm.
Sthapyate. That's just Atmanepada ending.
Remember, passive always takes the Atmanepada.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And then the Aya is replaced by Ya. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, the Ya is the causal sign.
Right.
So the Aya is replaced just by Ya.
So Gam in present will be Gamayati, and in active will be Gamayati, and passive will be Gamyate. Lab will be Labhayati in active, and Labhyate in passive. Shru will be Shravayati in active, and Shravyate in passive. And passive also takes all, all four. It can be
imperative.
Passive can be
imperative.
Yeah.
Everything with the present.
Yeah, everything can be turned
into
a passive, yeah.
Right.
So the four systems.
Present system.
Present, past, and imperative. So all of those
can. Can you make a perfect passive? No. Can't you make a passive out of anything?
I think so. You should be able to make a perfect passive.
I think so, okay.
Yeah.
I think, cause, so it's kind of like the
but
causal.
But you could make a passive in the past passive participle.
No, well, yeah, that would make
participles.
Sense.
A perfect
yeah.
passive would be, so the present has those four, and the perfect has...
It takes... No, the perfect is outside of the present system.
Right.
So that would just take,
Right, and the Atmanepada.
And the perfect just has its own. It doesn't have moods and tenses in there.
No,
right?
No.
It's just a past tense, and that's
right.
It's
just past tense. It's
and also the future.
The future.
The two
be
futures
passive.
Would take passive.
Yeah. So passive is like causal in a certain way because it can be applied to.
Yeah,
to
that's
everything.
Right.
It can be applied to all forms. So the present form,
the present system, and the conditionals,
system.
And the probably the aorist also,
mm-hmm.
which we haven't learned yet. The
so
perfect.
The, can you actually, if either of you. Just remind me, the present system has the four of them. Then the perfect and the future, they don't have the four, right? The perfect is just its own thing,
yeah.
the year. And then the future...
It's its own thing.
There's two futures, right?
There's two
futures,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, they're their own thing. Mm-hmm.
Simple
and
the periphrastic, whatever it's called, yeah.
But all the ones outside of the present system have something in common, in the sense that they're either sate or a nit.
Right.
That's. So they're like a group of the cells, but each one is its own.
Yeah.
In the non-present system,
right?
Then if there's no more guna signs, now it's sate and an it.
Right.
They take e or they don't take e.
Okay.
So, but why don't we have moods in the future and the past? You know, you can say, I will make you do, you should do.
No, moods also are not past. They don't have a time. A mood is not in the... There's no present or past or future mood.
Right, because the mood, but the mood is just part of the present system.
It's part of the present system.
The moods are not part of the future or the
perfect.
No, we will have some like the benedictive and the desiderative that we'll be learning.
Okay.
Are the ones that you've learned? No.
So, but I can say something like, "I will. You should do that tomorrow."
Yeah,
right?
But it's still you should do that, and then you add tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Got it. That makes sense.
Well, when you say move, are you meaning like parasmipeda and omnipotent?
No.
Oh, okay.
Imperative.
And what are those are voices? Parasmipeda and omnipotent are
voices. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I get confused too.
I don't have very much time.
Okay.
How much time do we have there?
It's 11:30.
Yeah, I've got to go.
Okay.
Yeah,
But you guys can stay. You can stay and finish the chapter if you want to.
It's fine. I have to. Yeah.
Okay, we'll finish reading it tomorrow. Next time then.
Maybe while you're gone, if I'm not working, if you have time.
Oh,
but bring
if
your.
If you wouldn't mind, come. I can be your pupil for.
I would never mind. I'd love to be with you.
It's
really
fun.
What we should do. Next time, just mark where we are. Kiki, bring your book next time.
Yeah, I will.
And we'll finish it reading it next time.
Okay.
That would be great.